Stephen Clark is featured on all the music on tonight's show. And we're going to hear another work that was written especially for him. The composer of the piece is Chester Yankowski, and this is Chester's debut on 2 to Hours. He's here with me in the studio. Chester, you call this piece Bang Bang. Does that title describe the music?
Well, there's a more dull explanation of that title, and there are more interesting ones.
Oh, give me the interesting
ones. Yeah, I'll give you the interesting ones first. Basically, the title has a lot of resonances that I thought were kind of fun. Everything from the sort of film world of the Pauline Kael book and the Bang Bang aspect of the sort of film noir. I think there's an Iggy Pop song called Bang Bang. There are also some ways in which the piece, in a very superficial way, kind of reflects an idea of the Big Bang, in the sense that chord streams come colliding into each other. They reach a point of extreme density, and then they start exploding outwards again, and then eventually, of course, the whole thing repeats itself.
Chester, you combine the piano with a computer-controlled synthesizer, and you're using a computer program called Max. What is Max?
Well, Max is a very interesting, fun language. It's actually more of an environment to work with. To use all the $64 words, it's a graphical, object-oriented, real-time programming language.
Okay, so let's get this straight so that people understand what they're listening to. Stephen is playing the piano.
Right.
And he's also playing on this electronic keyboard, which is hooked up to the computer and to synthesizer.
Correct.
Does he do these both at the same time, at times?
Yes. There are times when one hand is playing on the piano keyboard and one hand is playing on the synth. There are times when it's mostly acoustic, and there are times when it's entirely on the synth. That changes a lot through the piece.
What's the relationship of the synthesizer part and the piano part? Are they coordinated together closely, or?
Well, there are a few sort of different relationships between the two parts. Really, my main conception was that the synthesizer would be sort of an extension of the piano, and the two would together form a sort of hyper-instrument. But aside from that, there are times in which they're playing sort of more traditional roles, accompaniment and soloist.
Well, from what we're going to be able to hear, will we be able to tell what is piano and what's synthesizer?
Unfortunately, I think we probably can. Ideally, I think that it would have been great if the two timbres were indistinguishable. But because of the equipment I was using, really I think because of the level of technology these days, that's still pretty much impossible. So I think that actually becomes part of the aesthetic of the piece, the fact that the synthesized piano is in so many ways such an inhuman tone and so much less complex than the tone of the actual piano itself.
What is the computer doing? Is it actually playing the synthesizer?
Yes. Really, everything, all the keyboard input that Stephen does goes first of all to the computer and then back to the synth. In most cases, what comes out is pretty much directly related to what he's playing in, but in a couple cases, particularly towards the end of the piece when the texture gets really complex, at that point the synth keyboard is really just more of a trigger of a series of processes. Towards the beginning of the piece, the sound output is more directly related to what he's playing in.
Okay, thanks, Chester.
Okay.
Here's Stephen Clark with the premiere of Bang Bang by Chester Yankowski.